This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. President Trump fired back at union leader Richard Trumka today, tweeting that the head of the AFL-CIO had represented workers poorly over the weekend. In an interview with Fox News yesterday, Trumka criticized the administration's policies for workers and said any deal to renegotiate NAFTA must include Canada. Talks between the U.S. and Canada are expected to resume Wednesday. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris starts us off.
Negotiations over NAFTA will take time, says Laura Dawson with the Canada Institute at the Wilson Center, because there's a lot to work out and much of it is very technical.
From pesticide residue on plants to how you measure the quality and cut of meat.
Among the issues still to resolve? Dairy exports, intellectual property protection, and cars. NAFTA's been in effect for almost 25 years, so there's been substantial integration between the economies of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, particularly in sectors like energy and automotives. Michael Moore, professor of economics and international affairs at George Washington University, says many North American businesses already have existing cross-border contracts. And if Canada were out of NAFTA 2.0...
These are multi-billion dollar investments that were initiated under the assumption that you would have a free market in North America. And it would be enormously disruptive if Canada is not part of that.
President Trump, it's hoped, could sign a deal by November 30th. Christopher Sands, who runs the Center for Canadian Studies at Johns Hopkins University, thinks that's optimistic.
We've played this game with NAFTA from the beginning, with deadlines that appear to be quite final but then stretch into the future.
However long and tense the negotiations turn out to be, the U.S. and Canada have quite an incentive to work something out. Trade between the two nations is worth some $670 billion. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.